1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's our theme music. Should we keep going?
I've received many email messages from people who want to know how they can get a copy of that theme music. They assume it's on an album they can buy, but the fact of the matter is They Might Be Giants composed it specifically for us. It's not their first foray into theme music. One of their songs was used in an Austin Powers film. They've also composed the themes for Malcolm in the Middle and The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. And beyond that, this amazing duo has released something like a dozen albums. Is that right?
Yeah.
They've ventured into children's music and jingles for commercials, and I'm very pleased to welcome them back to the show, the two Johns, John Flansburgh and John Linnell. They Might Be Giants. And they are joined now by, Dan Miller on guitar?
Correct.
And also Marty Beller on drums. Now, you rely on computers mostly to as your instruments, don't you? You mix live with computers, but what? Why didn't you just bring a drum machine? Why did you need to schlep this guy here?
Well, we're sentimental guys. You know, we still have this. We love the human beings. we use computers as compositional tools mostly, and you know sometimes like the interesting sort of sampled sound. I mean, like in your theme, John actually manipulated his saxophone to do the crazy whoop, you know, thing.
That's but like, he played a real saxophone.
He played a real saxophone. Yes. John is soloing it for you now.
Check it out.
Yeah, that's
not humanly playable.
Yeah, not humanly possible.
So much of what we hear in your music was originally performed on regular instruments and then manipulated, rather than the sort of thing that we're also used to, which is something that's just played on a keyboard on a computer.
Yeah, I think we're probably pretty good example of like the first generation of musicians who grew up with with synthesizers, not feeling neurotic about it. Like, we didn't have to like put on like a lab coat or have like a special, conspicuous reason to be, Moog friendly. In some ways, I mean, I think we probably write most of our songs with an acoustic instrument in our lap and the keyboard and the keyboard and the computer and right directly in front of us.
Now, there has to be some difference when you're composing something just for yourselves, something that you expect to go on an album, and something that you're doing for a jingle or the theme music of a show like this. That's an assignment kind of job. How much is the thinking different?
A lot of it depends on, the client. I mean, sometimes people...
Well, I just said I'll take anything you send.
Right. Well, you're the kind of clients that we want to encourage. sometimes they're like very picky and very specific about weird things, I mean, I was reading. I heard a great interview with Elmer Bernstein on Fresh Air a couple weeks ago, and he was saying that he really missed the days when people actually thought that only composers compose, because there is this aspect of it where it's the kind of thing that everybody feels like they have some aptitude for, and they probably do. But
it's sort of like graphic design now.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody feels like they can do it.
Because the computers allow them to do it.
Exactly.
Don't you remember the old days when you went to the store to buy a card? Now everybody thinks he has the talent to make his own card.
Right. Yes. So yeah, it's a weird bit of business, because people will just make these very specific suggestions, a lot of times very non-musical suggestions, like dropping bars and doing weird bits of editing that just kind of shattered the whole integrity of the music.
Well, my only fear was that you're going to put lyrics to the theme song.
Well, we actually have some written lyrics prepared.
We're scrambling to make company.
Leonard Lopez Company.
Thanks.
Yeah, stuck to the integrity of your scene.
Now you're here with your instruments.
Yes.
You can't distort any of the things you're going to play. This is just going to be an acoustic set?
Yeah, basically. I mean, Dan Miller is compromised the acoustics with his fine Brooklyn-made Gretsch guitar. but we're just going to be playing some songs. You are in the middle of a fun drive, I realize.
We are.
Yes. Well, we should tell people to, pledge.
Nah, don't do that. I'll do that okay. later. Okay. I want you to play.
Okay.
You do that great.
Okay.
Thank what you. Do you have for us?
Well, this first song is called Another First Kiss. It's kind of like a belated Valentine's song.
I'm asleep, but she's talking to me. She's walking around wearing all of my clothes as she runs out of things to say and grabs my coat to walk.
Not something you want to put on one of your kids' records.
No.
Although they do have first kisses. The next thing is called Bed Bed.
It's called Bed 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 Bed. And it's actually, this song is on the kids' record, and we're actually working on a picture book with Simon & Schuster for this next song that's going to be out in the fall. This is, sort of a plea for the wee ones to go to sleep. And
yeah,
the please.
We actually found the album version of this song does not make kids go to sleep, sadly. It gets them jumpy. But we're working on that problem.
Darkness has descended over everything in town. The covers have been turned and I've got my pajamas on. I've had my fun, I've stretched and yawned, and all is said and done, I'm going to bed. Bed, 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 so many things today, there's nothing left to do. I ate three meals, I rode my bike, I hung out with my friends. I did my chores, I watched TV, I practiced the guitar. I brushed my teeth, I read my book, and then I sat around, I'm going to bed. Bed, 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 bed. Oh, it's pointless staying up for even 20 seconds more. When everything has happened and there's nothing else in store. The thing is now to close my eyes and thread my eyes and snore. And so to bed directly I go. The day is done, the sun is down, the curtains have been drawn, and darkness has descended over everything in town. The covers have been turned and I've got my pajamas on. I've had my pile of stretched and yawned and all is said and done. I'm going to bed, 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 bed. I'm going to bed, 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 bed. I'm going to bed.
You told a New York Times reporter a couple of years ago that you assume that people listening to your songs are as smart as you are or smarter. I don't know how that applies to the kids' music, but you have
you
a
know,
kids.
Kids are pretty smart, you know. I mean, they.
I know they're smarter than
yeah,
I
they
am.
Have incredible powers of perception.
You have a kids' concert coming up on March 8th at Town
That's
Hall.
Right, March 8th. It's yes. actually happening in the afternoon, which is, you know, unusual for us to be actually be performing, you know, at
no,
three in
that's actually when the kids are smarter than we are.
Yeah. We get the edge as night falls.
Now, I don't know how to break this to you, but we've run out of time pretty
much. Oh, okay.
Much. Can you play, you want to go out with New York City, and I want to talk to you a bit about Mink, the album that you're very nicely offering. To,
oh, the Mink Car album, yes, yes.
And also, before we get to New York City, just one other thing. You're offering our theme music as part of, for the first time. It'll mm-hmm. be available to
yes.
anybody who calls in and becomes a member. Now, this is music that doesn't have an end. What do you do? Just keep on going on and on and on until it drifts off?
Well, it's got to fill up the whole CD, right?
Right. So 70-minute jam,
just
man.
Keep going.
Really?
You know, who says psychedelic improvisation is dead?
The Grateful Dead do yeah. the Lopez yeah. show.
Actually, you know, it would be kind of interesting to really trip it out.
It's not available in any store, right?
Yes, yes. There's actually a cultural boycott against it. No, it's a brand new recording, and we want to invite everybody to check it out.
Well, and if you want to start calling now, our number here is 1-888-376-9692, or you can also become a member at WNYC.org. How much are we asking for this? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
John,
well,
do you have any idea what the...
How much do you think it's worth? That's
right.
The question.
I think it's worth thousands of dollars.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
But we're going to limit it to $50.
A
copy of Minkar, your album, yes. and also our theme music.
Yes.
For all those people who have been calling and demanding that they be able to get a copy.
Okay. So
what is New York City about?
New York City is about New York City and falling in love with New York City.
Last night on the telephone, and I was glad to hear from you, 'cause I was all alone. You said, it's snowing, it's snowing. God, I hate this weather. Now I walk through blizzards just to get us back together. We met in the springtime at a rock and roll show. Was on worry when it was time to go. We kissed on the subway in the middle of the night. You held my hand, I held yours. It was the best night of my life. Because everyone's your friend in New York City, and everything looks beautiful when you're young and pretty. The streets are paved with diamonds and there's just so much to see. But the best thing about New York City is you and me. Statue of Liberty, Staten Island Ferry, Co-op City, Katz's and Tiffany's, Central Park, Brooklyn Bridge, the Empire State where Dylan lived, Coney Island and Times Square, Rockefeller Center, wish I was there. You wrote me a letter just the other day, said springtime is coming soon, so why don't you come to stay? I packed my stuff, it's on the bus, I can't believe it's true. I'm 3 days from New York City and I'm 3 days from you. Because everyone's your friend in New York City, and everything looks beautiful when you're young and pretty. The streets are paved with diamonds and there's just so much to see. But the best thing about New York City is you and me. Because everyone's your friend in New York City, and everything looks beautiful when you're young and pretty. The streets are paved with diamonds and there's just so much to see. But the best thing about New York City is
WNYC.
I'm having so much fun. I don't want to ask people. I don't want to continue with the fundraising. I just what's going on?
WNYC.
They're taking over. Well, you can have. Is that on? Is that on Mink Cars? Mink Car. That song?
No. That's on a couple of other things. It's on it's on a live record and. Yeah, I forget where else.
Well, we're offering Mink Car another album altogether.
Yes.
And a copy of the theme to the Leonard Lopate show. I always forget the name of that show.
Right, that show.
What do you have there?
It's on at noon.
It's a sampler of all the little component parts of your song.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
Come on and play it for you, you know.
Well, maybe we'll go out with it. A reminder that for $50, you can have not only Mink Car, but you can all, from They Might Be Giants. After all, They Might Be Giants is made up of two men who really have made their name in America. John Linnell was voted ninth most beautiful person by People magazine in 1998. Lost, of course, to Hank the Angry Drunken Dwarf. Yeah. Who definitely would not be a giant.
The enduring power of the internet research team.
John Vlansburg was in the running for Person of the Century in Time Magazine's online poll. And, of course, there's always Dial a Song, which you make available to people. You put the phone number on the cover of Mink Car, and it was impossible for me to find it. It's easier to find a Nina than it is to find that phone number.
Right.
Did you do that because too many people call? I know I've heard you've had 30 answering machines.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely in crisis at this point. The Dial a Song service is always busy and always broken. But it's a cool project.
we remind you all that for $50, you can have a copy of They Might Be Giants, Mink Car, and also a copy of the Leonard Lopate Show theme, a theme you've always wanted to play before you start any day. And we hope you'll call now at 1-888-376-9692 or online at wnyc.org. And you know what? I know we didn't plan to do it this way, but would you be so kind as to go out with
sure.
a song?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Do you guys want to do In the Middle? Dan Miller, it's in the key I sing it in. Do you know what key I'm referring to? I don't know. I don't know what those hand signals mean, but we'll just
key of X, I think
yeah,
you said.
Yeah.
Key of A.
All right.
I'm going to start it off.
To all the people out there who were born before 1970, you might remember the song from your childhood. This is also featured on the No album, our children's album. It's a PSA written by Vic Mizzy. He also wrote the Mr. Ed theme as well as the Addams Family theme, and is evidently a distant relative of my in-laws. So,
and thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us
great.
Again.
Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Use your eyes to look out, use your ears to hear. When you're on the corner and the coast is clear, just wait and wait and wait until the light turns green. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Use your eyes to look out, use your ears to hear. When you're on the corner and the coast is clear, just wait and wait and wait until the light turns green. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block.